Blair in the Community by Harry Venning and David Ramsden. Episode 1, Hot Desk. There you go, Claire. Cup of tea.
Thanks, Helen.
Where's little Thomas?
The new nanny's putting him to bed.
How's he been coping since Brian died?
Fine, actually. Thing is, they never really bonded.
But wasn't it Thomas who found the body? I mean, that must have an effect on a lad of his age.
Yeah, you'd think so, wouldn't you? But no, he just gave Brian a poke and he carried on with his Lego.
Kids have their own way of coping with death.
It has only been a few days. I think the shock will probably hit him later.
But why Brian?
Well, that's what I've been asking myself. Why? Why Brian? I mean, there are literally thousands of names that he could have called that guinea pig. But also, why name it after his dad?
Hi, Helen.
Hello, Brian. We were just talking about your furry namesake. Rest in peace.
Which one? Brian the guinea pig, Brian the hamster, Brian the gerbil, or Brian, and Brian the goldfish?
Thomas is a little bit fixated on the name Brian at the moment. He calls everything Brian, even objects. Brian the car, Brian the train set, Brian the frisbee.
You'd think Thomas would break things up once in a while and name something after you, Claire. I must be off. Bye, Claire.
Bye, Helen.
Bye, Brian.
Bye, Helen.
Actually, I was talking to the cat.
OK, team, first thing is to welcome Ray back from his week in Tenerife.
Come back, Ray. Nice tan.
Thanks, Claire, although I'm not sure I'd go on another package holiday. I have never seen so many morbidly obese bodies around a swimming pool.
Bit depressing.
Well, at first, Helen, but frankly, I needed the shade.
Right, now, Claire, you have a new student tomorrow.
Oh, great. So I have to nursemaid some wet-behind-the-ears innocent whilst the collapse of society continues unabated.
Yes. Her name is Alice. Alice, 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 Alice. Try not to forget it, Claire.
Why should I forget it?
Well, you couldn't remember the name of the last one when he went missing.
Yes, well, calling the police was a total overreaction. I knew he'd turn up.
And I said look in the cupboards first, but nobody listens to me.
Okay, Megan. Right, team. Back to business. The mice.
Mice? When did we get mice?
Turns out we've had them for ages, right?
So, rather than call in the council pest control, it was decided that we should deal with the mouse infestation ourselves. So, I bought the humane traps.
How humane are the humane traps?
Exceptionally. So, once the mouse enters the trap, it can't get out again, okay? So, then we release them far, far away from the building, leaving them for somebody else to poison.
The hell was that noise?
From the roof.
Well, if it's mice, we're in bigger trouble than we thought.
Oh, and it's the kids off the estate practicing parkour.
What's parkour?
It's accessing the urban landscape as an obstacle course, an improvised gymnasium.
Oh, yeah. We used to do that as kids back in Australia, only we called it trespassing.
Well, I think it's a really positive way for them to channel their youthful exuberance.
Not on a roof. That roof isn't safe. Someone should tell them.
Well, there they are, Megan. You can tell them yourself.
Calm down, class. Calm down. Right, so as Coleridge was writing down his opium-inspired poem, he was interrupted by a man from Porlock. I said Porlock with a P. Grow up. Anyway, the interruption caused Coleridge to forget the rest of the lines. Let's just read the poem. In Xanadu did Kublai Khan a stately pleasure dome decree where Alf the sacred river ran. What is it now, Dexter?
Excuse me, Mr. Harris. Sir, forgive me interrupting you. But who cares where old Alf's river ran? Who cares what Xana did or didn't do? Who cares about some old decree? Who cares about your poetry? Why read the words of some 200-year-old drugged-up junkie raver? If you ask me, the man from Porlock did us all a favour.
Just what do you think you're doing, Dexter? This is a poetry lesson!
Hi, I'm Alice. Alice Barfield.
Are you? Yeah, well, Alice Barfield. It looks as though I'm going to be your practice teacher.
Great!
Great. And we'll see how great you think it is when you're standing eyeball to eyeball with poverty and desperation. I'm Claire Barker.
Oh, the Claire Barker.
Beg your pardon?
I've heard so much about you.
Well, yeah, that is lies and malicious gossip, Alice. You will learn, as I have, to ignore it.
Wow, I've hit the jackpot. The others are going to be so jealous.
Sorry?
Well, at college, you're known as the social worker.
Really?
Like you didn't know.
Well, I didn't, actually. Well, now you mention it, of course, it doesn't come as a huge surprise.
Though I bet you could do without having to nursemaid me, but with all your other more important responsibilities.
Well, no, I mean, I wouldn't say that. I mean, it is always a pleasure to pass on knowledge and experience. Follow me, Alice. I'll introduce you to the rest of the team.
Oh, Team Barker.
if you like, Alice.
This is such a privilege.
G'day, Alice. Okay, team, till the roof gets fixed, I should like to welcome you all to your new temporary workplace.
I bags the desk by the window.
It'll be a little snugger than what we're used to.
Actually, Claire, I already bagsied it as we were coming down the hallway.
And the observant amongst you will notice that there is one less desk than there are social workers in the team.
You can't bagsy something before you see it. And besides, Helen, you don't want a desk by the window. The light would keep you awake.
Still, I think I found a way to make things work.
Hey, I would like the desk by the window. I had to sit by the damp patch in the old place.
There was a reason for that, Ray. Your smells cancelled each other out.
It's rather innovative and may take some getting used to.
What smell?
Hang on, unless I'm very much mistaken, there's one less desk than there are social workers in the team.
Hot desking!
What desking?
Basically, hot desking.
No, sorry, can I stop you there, Libby, and say that I really don't care what your latest crackpot office innovation comprises of, providing that I do it at that desk over there by the window.
That might be tricky, Claire. You see, under hot desking, you don't get your own permanent desk. Each morning, it's first come, first served.
But my desk...
No longer exists.
Just a minute. There's one less desk than there are social workers.
Ray's right.
Crowther, pick up that crisp packet and put it in the bin.
Do it yourself.
Crowther.
Yes, sir, straight away, sir.
How do you do it, Simon?
Do what?
Keep discipline so effectively. The behaviour of your class is exemplary.
I'll let you into a secret, Brian.
Huh?
It's all about good parent-teacher communication. If one of the children in my class is presenting challenging behaviour, I always try and have a discreet word with the mother. Usually when we're in the shower afterwards.
I don't want to know, Simon.
Oh, but your way, you did ask.
The thing is, Simon, I sometimes think I'm losing control in the classroom.
Come on, out with it. Who's giving you grief? I might be able to help. Unless it's the boy with the two dads, in which case you're on your own.
It's Dexter.
Dexter? That little non-entity who cowers at the back of the class and wouldn't say boo to a goose?
Yes, that Dexter. And he's found his voice and his confidence as a rap poet.
Well, like Pam Ayres?
Rap, Simon.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, a rap poet. All the other kids, they hang on his every word, and Dexter never misses an opportunity to humiliate me in rhyme. Oh, here he comes now, entourage in tow.
All right, sir. Wagwan.
Hurry along to your class, please, Dexter.
I'm moving just as fast as my feet will take me. Admit it, Mr. Educator, you're just trying to break me. But your class is so fast with your rules and regulations.
On your way, Dexter?
Yes, sir, right away, sir.
Well, yeah, thank you, Mrs. Philippoussis. I'm going to see you again next week. And that, Alice, is how to conduct a home visit.
Oh, bravo, bravo!
Yeah, I've got to stop you there, Alice. I mean, we don't do this for applause.
Oh, sorry, Clara. I can't help myself. From a student's point of view, that was a masterclass.
Well, there are no stars in social work. It's just that, you know, some of us shine a little bit brighter than the others.
I mean, the way that you held that client's trust, her confidence, her belief, even after you sat on her cat.
Yeah. My guess is the pussy was dead a long time before I sat on it.
More than likely. Claire, I hope I'm not speaking out of turn here.
Speak freely.
The team...
Whoa! Let me stop you there, Alice. I am a team player and I never denigrate my colleagues.
Of course, Claire. But... what's her name? Helen.
The lazy one.
Yeah, why should she have the desk? Why should she have the desk by the window? You are clearly the team member most in touch with the outside world. You should be able to look out on it.
Well, I really cannot comment on that, Alice, but yes, you're right.
Of course, I've only been there a couple of hours. You'll probably say I'm jumping to conclusions, but you carry that team.
Alice, sometimes first impressions are correct impressions. Social work is all about instinct.
Oh, let me get a pen and paper.
No, surely you can remember that without writing it down.
Oh, actually, I was going to ask for your autograph.
Do you know, Alice, I think you and I are going to get on rather well. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Claire.
How was your day?
No, how was your day?
You first.
No, you first.
No, you first.
Well, mine was rather difficult.
Really? There's mine was brilliant. It was just so... I've got this new student, Alice. Do you know, she's smart, she's savvy, she's insightful. Can you believe this? As we parted, she shook my hand and she thanked me for being such an inspirational teacher.
Ah, that's great, Claire. No, I've got a difficult student called Dexter.
Good for you. Basket to bad.
It's 7:15 in the evening.
I know, but I've got to get up really early tomorrow to make sure that I get the best hot desk.
Oh, right.
Sorry, aren't you going to ask me what a hot desk is? Honestly, Brian, would it kill you to take an interest in my work sometimes?
There we go, Brian. For you, a pint of Merkin's Old Scrotum Real Ale. Complete with bits of twig, sludge and farty aroma.
Cheers, Simon.
Brian, is there something bothering you?
Yes, there is. Something rather personal.
Do you want to talk about it?
Yes, I do.
Would you like me to fetch someone?
Hi, Simon, I want to talk to you.
Bollocks.
It's Dexter. He's making my life a living hell. Him and his flaming rhymes are doing me in. They're so clever.
God, I hate clever kids. Yeah. As long as I live, I will not have a clever kid in my class.
My authority over the class has shrunk to nothing whilst he's lauded as a hero.
Re-establish your dominance. Didn't you used to write poetry?
Yeah. I did once self-publish a collection of verse. Yeah. One critic said that it reminded him of motions.
Challenge Dexter. You against him. The after-school club has a poetry slam competition.
Oh, it's a bit of a high-risk strategy.
It's the only way, Brian. Captain Bligh challenged the chief mutineer to mortal combat and won back the ship and the respect of his crew.
No, Simon. Captain Bligh was cast adrift in the Pacific Ocean.
So, who am I thinking of?
Captain Kirk?
Going to work. What does it look like? Flaming Rays beat me to the best desk twice this week. It's not going to happen again.
I woke up and you weren't there.
Yes, Brian, that's what happens when people have left.
But you left without saying goodbye.
Oh. Goodbye.
Or giving me a kiss.
You don't have to give you a kiss every morning, Brian. It's not as though I'm under a contractual obligation.
No, it wouldn't cost anything.
No, yeah, well, maybe there is a hidden cost, Brian. To my emotional independence.
Give him a sodding kiss. I'm trying to get some sleep, yeah?
Listen, I'm sorry, but I refuse to supply affection on demand.
What? You're joking?
I'm sorry, but as much as I love to discuss the intimate details of my personal relationships in the street, I have to get to work. Goodbye.
She always that prickly.
Claire isn't really a morning person.
I'm Bob, by the way. Bob Flood.
Brian Harris. That's funny, isn't it? I've seen you several times, but we've never actually spoken.
Yes. I sometimes think we city folk need to be a bit more neighbourly if we want real communities. Yeah.
Will you two tossers shut up?
Sorry.
Excuse me.
Oh, crikey. What's happened?
I was out for an early morning jog. I twisted my ankle.
Oh, hang on. You're Alice, aren't you? Claire's student. I'm Ray, remember? The desk by the window.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Ray. Could you give me a hand?
Well, I'd love to, but I have to get to work. I'm sure it's not serious. Just sit there and I'm sure it will get better.
Yeah, you're probably right. See you later.
Yeah, see you later. Okay. If you can move it, it means it isn't broken. Are you okay?
Oh, hold on a second, Ray. I have to make a call. Hi, Claire. It's Alice. You're in. Excellent. See you in a minute.
What's going on?
Would you believe it, Ray? A miraculous recovery.
Why, you little...
Ray, show it to work!
Brian. Did you do it, then? Did you issue the challenge?
Yes, I did. I shall be going toe-to-toe against Dexter tomorrow evening at the after-school poetry slam.
Proud of you, mate.
I'm a bit nervous, Simon.
You'll be fine. Look, I've had a few ideas that you might like to use in your poetry slam. Here goes. You think that you're a poet, the best one in the class, but I will take your poetry and shove...
No, Simon. No.
What about this one? You claim to be a champion and hold the school's top ranking.
No, Simon.
Dexter, Dexter, you've got a lot of front.
Definitely not, Simon.
I was just trying to help. Although I did enjoy writing the poetry, it took me to a different level of spiritual self-awareness.
I'm not about to stoop to his level, Simon. I'm going to go in there and show them that poetry can be a force for good. I thought I'd start off with a haiku.
Good idea. You don't want to go in there hungry.
And then... and then move on to iambic pentameter before abandoning formal structure, chucking a few trochees and just having some fun with irregular meter.
Gosh, that does sound fun.
Really?
No, Brian, it's suicide. You must destroy Dexter, tear him limb from limb. What is it, Abigail?
Mum asked me to give you these.
Oh, thank you, Abigail.
You left them at our house.
Thank you, Abigail.
Mum says she's washed them.
That was out of order. It was totally out of order.
Oh, get over it, Ray. All's fair in love and war and hot desking.
Well, I've spoken to Libby about your student's little prank this morning.
Oh, go on, run to Mummy. Tell your tales, you bad loser.
Alice?
Sorry, I just don't think I've got your patience, restraint and tolerance.
Don't beat yourself up, Alice. Not many people do.
This hot desking is not working. When everybody comes in, I have to share with Megan.
Well, Helen, I'm not particularly enamoured of the situation. I've hardly any room.
Well, I'm being as considerate as I can be.
Do you know what would really help? If you had a smaller pillow.
Here's Libby.
Libby, do you have a moment?
Oh, yeah, if you quit.
Megan and I have been talking, and we don't think the hot desking is working.
Claire and Ray always get the best desk.
Because Claire and Ray get in first.
Well, it's not fair. I can't get to work early. I've got to get my daughter ready, make her pack lunch, get her to school.
And I can't get into work early because I can't be asked.
Actually, it's Claire I want to talk to. Claire, can I have a word in my office?
Oh, what's it about?
Actually, Alice, I was talking to Claire.
It's okay, Alice. Libby just wants a word.
Just don't take any crap.
No, Alice, I won't.
You're twice the social worker she is.
Thank you very much, Alice, but maybe that is one of those things you should think but not say out loud.
Why not? You do.
Today, Claire.
Just coming.
Yeah, we're just coming.
Not you, Alice.
Yeah, is there a problem, Libby?
Yeah, you could say that, Claire.
What is it?
Try. Who is it?
I'm not sure I follow you.
Let me show you.
Oh, hello. I was just...
Yeah, get away from the door, would you, Alice?
I'll be here for you, Claire.
That problem. Standing out there like Greyfriars flaming Bobby.
Alice?
Yes, Claire. Alice.
But she's the best student I've ever had. She's a very perceptive young woman. She's very bright. She's very astute.
She's devoted to you, Claire. She hero worships you to the point of obsession.
So I don't really understand. You're saying that like it's a bad thing?
Just to let you know, I'm keeping an eye on things. If it doesn't work out, I'm giving her to someone else. She needs boundaries.
I disagree completely. Goodbye, Libby.
Goodbye, Claire.
But you can split us up!
Claire, where are you going?
To work.
It's the middle of the night.
Oh, don't exaggerate, Brian. If it were the middle of the night, then there wouldn't be clubbers urinating in the front garden.
Sorry, love.
This is absolutely bonkers.
No, it isn't bonkers. Ray won't be fooled again. If I want that desk by the window, I have to get there first, and that means when the caretaker opens up the building.
Oh. Sorry, Bob, we didn't mean to wake you up.
No, you didn't. I've been up all night. Just watched the Game of Thrones box set from start to finish.
Game of Thrones is brilliant.
Isn't it? I was hoping you'd be up for a chat.
OK, so I'll leave you boys to it.
I like the dragon girl best.
Oi, do you two mind? It's the middle of the night.
Simon?
Ryan?
You don't live there.
No, I don't. Oh, sorry, Brian, can't chat. End of term reports is a very busy time for me.
Good morning, Terence.
Oh, good morning, Mrs. Barker.
Mrs. Barker, Mrs. Barker.
Ms. Barker.
Ms. Barker.
You're early this morning.
I am. The early bird gets the desk by the window, Terence. Would you be so kind as to unlock the building for me?
Ha ha! Already unlocked?
What?
Mr. Bishop was here before you.
Ray, that's impossible.
No. I let him in a minute ago.
I don't believe it.
Oh, where are my manners? Let me get the door for you.
That's very kind of you, Terence.
You're welcome.
A sexist bastard.
You have no right to be there. Get out of my seat.
No, I have every right to be here.
You are a student. You're not entitled to a desk.
It's not for me. It's... Claire! I've saved the desk for you. Have I done right?
Yes, Alice, you have done very right.
I don't understand. The caretaker unlocked the building for me.
I love to receive your approbation, Claire.
And I love to give it, Alice.
I don't believe it. There's a sleeping bag under the desk. She stayed here all night.
OK, I'll swap you my Game of Thrones DVD box set for Rome Series 1 and 2.
Deal. And I'll throw in Best of Benny Hill for good measure.
Come on, somebody must want my BBC Bleak House box set. It was a classic. I can honestly say I've never seen acting like it.
No.
I'm sorry, but did somebody say they had a box set of Hugh Laurie in house?
Bleak House.
Oh, forget it.
So I think we should arrange to see Mrs. Paxton as soon as possible, before the situation deteriorates.
Yeah, okay, right.
Maybe arrange some respite care.
Maybe.
Maybe I could do an assessment.
Ray, could you stop leaning on my desk?
You've got the desk, okay? I just want to lean on it.
No! You are the lady. Take a hike.
How rude!
Ray! Before I forget, I sent you an email. You might want to check it out.
What's in it?
Oh, it's just a description of what I can see from my window.
I'm telling Libby of you.
I don't believe this, Helen.
What's wrong?
I leave the desk for 3 minutes. When I come back, you've redrawn the chalk line that divides our desk in half.
I've done no such thing.
Yes, you have. Your site is bigger.
They're exactly the same size.
In which case, you won't mind swapping.
Make me.
Okay, Alice, down to business.
Do you want me to go and pay some more of your utility bills?
Oh, no, they're fine.
Claire, I hope you don't think me presumptuous, but I've made you a small gift.
Why, Alice, that's lovely.
It's a clay model of your head.
I can see that.
I've hollowed out the top so you can keep paper clips in it.
I'll treasure that. So, yes, I've written an assessment on your placement so far that you can take back with you to college.
Yes.
And I have to say that your work has been perfect.
Oh, thank you, Claire.
Almost.
What do you mean, almost?
Well, just, you know, there's a couple of areas where there's room for improvement.
You're shitting me.
Come on, Brian. Come back to me, mate. You've gone white.
A bit anxious, Simon. Almost the whole school is here.
Yo, make some noise. Big up to the East Lane Massive. It's MC Tornado in the house. I am MC and referee as Ryan becomes a violent crime. Dexter Blood, you is up first.
Done now.
Then it's you, Grandad.
Thank you, Headmaster.
Don't look at me through your bottle glasses. Stick your lectures. I'm sick of your classes. Yeah. Tell me, preacher, teacher, creature, what do I have to do to reach you?
Okay, everybody, I declare this team meeting open. First up, the humane mouse traps. I have good news and bad news. The good news is that they caught 3 mice.
Oh, hooray.
Yes, bad news is that nobody checked the traps. The mice all suffered hideous, agonising deaths.
Oh, they're starved!
Well, let me put your mind to rest, Megan. One of them did starve, but only after he'd eaten his 2 other mates alive. Next. Claire, would you come and join us over here?
I'm fine over here.
Actually, it wasn't a request, Claire.
Okay. Coming.
Claire, leave the desk.
You insist.
This concerns you, Claire. I've had a request from young Alice. She'd like to change practice teachers.
What? Been replaced? By whom?
Helen.
Me?
Yeah, Alice asked for you specifically.
I've been watching you, Helen, and I just love the way you work. So understated and yet so authoritative. Other people make a big fuss about what they do, but you just get on with it.
Well, I think
Thank you, Alice.
If I can be of any help to you, just say.
Really? Do you do foot rubs?
Big shout to my man Dexter cutting it large.
Right, you'll go, Brian. Hit him back. Twice as hard.
Not my way, Simon. Not my way. Right, en route to school this morning, wandering lonely as a cloud, I thought about my poetry class. It made me rather proud.
Face it, teacher. I'm top of this class. Yeah. Now clear off before I kick your sorry ass.
Tiger, tiger, burning bright. It's poetry slam at school tonight.
Your poems stink. Your poems hum. But watch out, everybody. The verse is yet to come.
Right, Dexter, that's it.
Oh, sir, you cutting up rough. Is a problem at home where you're not getting enough?
I've had it with you, Dexter. I have really lost my tether. You believe you're so important, you're convinced you're really clever. You've lots of mates to cheer you on, but it wasn't long ago they would giggle at the clothes you wore and run from your BO. The girls all laughed behind your back. The boys sneered in your face. All your social skills were AWOL and your breath was a disgrace. They thought you were embarrassing, a snotty little failure. There were drawings on the toilet walls of your shriveled genitalia. The whole world acts like they're friends with you. Well, wake up, Dexter, because it's just not true. So run along, Dexter. Let Mummy wipe away that tear. She's the only one who loves you. Oh, I forgot. She died last year.
He's crying, sir.
Sir, you made Dexter cry.
Come on, it's just a bit of fun.
That was really, really mean.
You should be ashamed, innit, sir?
But Simon!
Bastard.
You have been listening to Claire in the Community by Harry Venning and David Ramsden, starring Sally Phillips, Alex Lowe, Nina Conti, Sarah Kendall, Richard Lumsden, Lisa Tarbuck and Andrew Wincott, with Alex Tregear, Barty Patel, Eleanor Crooks, Will Howard, Ben Crowe and Robert Blythe. The producer was Katie Tyrrell.